This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Make America Healthy Again Commission reports. We have the story.
Memorial Day weekend begins. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Watching the weather into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. released a Make America Healthy Again report Thursday. Fox's Mark Meredith reports from Washington.
A new government report says at least 29 million U.S. children have one or more chronic health conditions. The report goes on to say from the CDC, these conditions are like asthma, allergies, obesity, autoimmune diseases, or behavioral disorders. The report was unveiled by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He says one of the most important goals is informing Americans just how bad things already are. The government says those causes are the types of foods America's kids are eating, an overexposure to chemicals, too much time in front of screens, and an over-reliance on medication. The president's health team now has 80 days to develop a response plan to get back to the White House.
A man is dead following a crash in South Central Wichita yesterday afternoon at Harry and Wichita. The accident involving a car and a motorcycle. A 27-year-old man died. His name has not been released.
The Memorial Day weekend may be damp, but will not likely be a complete washout.
Isolated severe storms are possible Friday and Saturday across Kansas. Forecasters say that while most of the storms Friday through the weekend will not be as strong as those this past weekend, a few might turn severe with large hail, high winds, and maybe even a stray tornado. The main impact on Friday will likely be across the eastern portion of the state with isolated rain showers through western Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Despite some recent rainfall, Cheney Reservoir remains about 8 feet below normal. The latest drought monitor is showing moderate drought conditions. Kevin O'Brien is the owner of O'Brien's Marina. He remains optimistic about the summer season, but cautions there's a chance he may be forced to shut down because of those drought conditions.
If we don't get those big rains in the next probably 5 to 6 weeks, it probably won't happen for this summer, just because you don't get a whole lot of big rain.
Most of those boat ramps at the lake are still dry. The lake itself is only about 2 feet deep, too shallow to put most boats into the water.
Driving for a Memorial Day weekend getaway, well, what kind of gasoline prices can you expect?
AAA says about 39.5 million people will be traveling by car this weekend, which runs from Thursday to Sunday. Usually gas prices go way up this time of year because of increased demand for travel and refineries switching over to more expensive summer gas blends. But this year, gas prices are less volatile since OPEC and other oil-producing countries have bolstered production of crude. More crude means lower gas prices. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas right now is about $3.20. Last year, it was roughly 40 cents higher. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And AAA says the average gas price in Kansas, $2.89 a gallon. KNSS News Time, now 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another win for the KU baseball team. We'll talk about that, hear from Coach Fitzgerald coming up in sports.
No sirens when a tornado hit St. Louis this week. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
The Odyssey Summer Concert Series is back, and the tradition continues. Get ready for 8 free outdoor concerts in Andover and Wichita, happening Thursday nights all summer long. Enjoy great local bands, delicious food trucks, and the kind of summer nights you never want to end. It all kicks off June 20th, and the full schedule is now live. So grab your lawn chair, bring the neighbors, and settle in for live music under the Kansas sky.
KNSS News Time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 60 degrees. Tennessee inmate Oscar Smith was executed by lethal injection Thursday morning for the 1989 murders of his estranged wife, Judith Smith, and her teenage sons, Jason and Chad Burnett. The 75-year-old had maintained his innocence. In a lengthy final statement, he railed against the justice system, saying, "It doesn't work."
The emergency management chief in St. Louis is on leave for failing to sound sirens in advance of a deadly tornado.
5 people were killed and dozens injured when the twister hit last week, but the sirens never sounded. City Emergency Commissioner Sarah Russell, now on paid leave, as an investigation is launched into why no one pushed the activation button. What's known so far, Russell and her staff weren't in the office as the tornado struck and couldn't sound the alarm. Instead, they were at a workshop in another building. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More than a dozen Army Rangers are suspended after reportedly firing blanks at a crowded Florida beach.
18 Rangers from the 6th Ranger Training Battalion at Camp Rudder were suspended for using their automatic weapons without permission. They were participating in a mock sea battle at a pirate festival in Destin. Videos surfacing online allegedly showing the soldiers firing the blank rounds, the burst of shots terrifying beachgoers. The soldiers are now barred from training recruits pending the final outcome of the probe. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
This weekend, kicking off the unofficial start of summer and perhaps the backyard barbecue season as well.
Barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend? The National Fire Protection Association wants you to be safe, saying to do your due diligence. Keep children and pets away from grills, whether they're propane or charcoal. That grills should only be used outdoors and well away from a home, deck railings, and out from under the eaves and overhanging branches. Avoid fires by keeping your grill clean, remove grease and fat buildup, and don't start a propane grill with a lid closed. For charcoal grills, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, continue to watch out for an accident. This is southbound I-135. It's at the ramp from the 1st and 2nd Street exits, and they actually have the left lane closed there. In fact, we're already seeing a fairly big backup there. Again, that's the 1st and 2nd Street exits southbound on I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the AccNet Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I have one big question for you.
Oh, here we go.
Will I be able to mow my lawn this afternoon before the rain gets here?
Steve, you should have did that about 3 days ago.
I know,
when
you're right.
The sunshine came back out on Tuesday. I mean, you could take a chance, but me personally, I wouldn't. Only because, you know, we have multiple days of showers, storms, and the potential for lightning, possibly even some strong to severe storms. So it looks like you're going to have to hold off. At least you'll be able to relax over the holiday weekend, though. How's that? I got that for you.
Go ahead and use that as an excuse to not do anything. That sounds good. Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the forecast, though, because, of course, an important weekend. You know, I'm sure a lot of people wanting to spend some time outdoors. That time, though, going to be limited. You may want to have plans to do something indoors. indoors. A chance for showers and thunderstorms going to last all day long. And again, today, we are looking at the potential of seeing a few strong to severe storms anytime from this morning, later on this morning, into the early part of the afternoon, and then possibly a strong to severe storm or two later on this evening. So let's just make sure that we're being weather aware as we get ready to head into the holiday weekend. Nice, pleasant temp of 71 degrees during the warmest part of the day. East-southeast breeze, going to be gusty at times, 10 to 25 miles an hour. Likelihood shower storms going to be around tonight, low of 60 degrees. Don't be surprised if you're woken up by a rumble of thunder late tonight. And then another 50% chance showers, thunderstorms tomorrow. It's going to be one of those days where if we do happen to maybe catch a dry part of this system that's going to be rolling through, it's only a matter of time before some more rain moves through at some point in time. 71 also the high for tomorrow with a breeze. And then showers, thunderstorms, going to be around, kind of hit or miss throughout the day on Sunday. Now, any rainfall that we experience throughout the back end of the holiday weekend, it is going to be heavy at times. So with that being said, all the way through Monday, flood-prone areas, low-lying areas, I just want you to be aware of your surroundings as we continue to have these rounds of rain all the way through Memorial Day. Looks like things should dry out by the time we get into Tuesday. High of 69 degrees, still going to be cooler than average, really pretty much throughout the entire holiday weekend. Now, that break from storm chances Tuesday, it's going to be brief, already going with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms by next Wednesday, hopefully drying out again, at least briefly by next Thursday. Right now, 60 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy sky, light east winds at 8 miles an hour. Hadn't seen much rainfall just yet, but give it time. It's bound to happen here pretty soon.
All right, sounds good. Stay dry, Ron. We'll check back here and on Tuesday morning next. Thanks.
All right.
KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:13 on this Friday morning, 23rd day of May. On this date, 45 years ago, the date that was in 1980, The Shining premiered in Los Angeles and New York. Really one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen. Wow. Did you like The Shining, Ted?
Oh, yeah. It was.
I thought it was great. I mean, but
if you're ready for a creeper, a Stephen King tale, it's pretty good.
I actually read that book.
Yeah.
And it's a little different.
A lot of people have, yeah.
A little different, but the hotel, oh, man. My son, Scott, and his family, a year or two ago, went to Colorado, and they actually toured that hotel. I can't remember the name of it. The Break Ridge or something.
The Overlook.
The Overlook. There you go. But I'll tell you, with those scenes when he is... Jack Nicholson is getting a drink down at the bar with a bartender who doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And you're in there with a man who's basically going out of his mind because he's all by himself.
And his poor family and Shelley Duvall are trying to survive.
Creepy.
You know, one of the trips I took last year, I was coming back, I had the choice of either going on I-80 and then coming down I-80 from I-80 to I-70 and going right by the Overlook, and I thought maybe I could stay there. I didn't choose to go that route, but I'm going to at some point.
All right, well, you can stop the creepy music. Ken Jennings is 54.
And movie, well, I'm glad. Just of course the kids going down the hallway on the tricycle, and that movie directed by Stanley Kubrick,
One of the great directors. Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings, 51 years old today, Jeopardy host, who once won 74 straight episodes for more than $2.5 million, and the U.S. Treasury announcing it will end the production of pennies, meaning new 1 cent coins will no longer be minted. Now, the batch that's going through now, they already announced this was going to happen. Apparently, the batch they're going in now is the last batch.
This will be it.
Driven by the high cost of production and the increasing prevalence of cashless transactions, it's expected to save the government $56 million annually. Businesses will need to round cash transactions to the nearest 5 cent increment, according to the Wall Street Journal. Treasury Secretary for Treasury Department confirmed that it has made its final order of penny blanks, and the U.S. Mint will stop producing new pennies once the inventory is exhausted.
No more pennies.
No more shiny new pennies. So I guess, if I see one on the ground, I'll go ahead and pick it up.
Oh, I probably will too.
Just as a memory of when I was a kid, if you had 6 cents in your pocket, you could buy something.
Yeah,
not any candy or something. Mm. By the way, if you're going down to, it's not the end of next week, we're doing River Festival, but I was downtown at Carl's Goodyear getting a tire fixed yesterday, and I noticed that
Both Market and Main are now being turned into two-way streets.
Yeah, they're doing Market next week.
And they've been one-way streets.
Main yesterday. You know, for a long time, yeah.
And they got brand new services and brand new paint on them. Man, those are nice streets right now.
Oh, so good. You're right. Just in time for Riverfest.
Just in time for Riverfest.
Begins a week from tonight.
KNSS News Time now, 7:17. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, we'll start out with college baseball, the Big 12 Conference Tournament in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination tournament. You got to win to keep advancing. Quarterfinals matchup last night, 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. Jayhawks were down 6-2 at the seventh-inning stretch, but KU rallied, as they do so successfully all year long, and got a run in the bottom of the ninth and ended up beating the Pokes 7-6. Another win for KU. Here is Kansas head coach Dan Fitzgerald.
26 come-from-behind wins, I think, in six walk-offs. You've said it all year, but just how impressive is this team in the pressure-filled moments?
Well, they love baseball, and they love competing, and they're amazing teammates, and they love being together. And, you know, there are these moments as a coach late in the year where I think we haven't played since last Saturday or whatever. And yesterday I was walking down to breakfast and we needed a good practice yesterday. And so you're racing through all the things in your mind and making sure the guys are locked in and they're having fun and they're focused.
Well, it must have worked. KU wins again. Six wins in a row now for the Jayhawks, 43-14 on the season. Now KU is into the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament tonight. 21st-ranked Kansas against 24th-ranked TCU. The Horned Frogs swept KU in Fort Worth back in mid-April in the regular season. Now they will match up tonight in the Big 12 semifinals. We have a team right down the road in the NBA that is getting close to doing something pretty special. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Gilgeous Alexander sneaks inside. Flips it up and in. He's got 23. Lou Dort on the drive. Finds Holmgren. Holmgren off the glass. Jalen Williams puts up a three. Bang! Jalen Williams with a big three-pointer. Wallace launches a three. It's good! A thunder explosion once again here in the third quarter. It's a 24-point lead.
On ESPN, the Oklahoma City Thunder went up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota 118-103. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander received his first MVP award before the game, then went out and scored 38 points to lead the Thunder. Jalen Williams added 26. Chet Holmgren had 22. OKC up 2-0 on Minnesota, which got 32 points from Anthony Edwards. The series shifts to Minneapolis for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 tomorrow. I'm Jared Max.
That's from a report from Fox Sports there on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Coming up on Memorial Day on Monday, we'll be into the quarterfinals of high school girls soccer here in the state of Kansas. Among the smaller schools, Rose Hill hosting Mulvane Monday night. Winner goes to the Final Four. Wichita Trinity on Monday night hosting Topeka Hayden. Winner goes to the Final Four. Wichita Trinity girls soccer, only one loss this season, 14-1-2 on the season. And that'll be on Monday night. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals have won three of their last four. And after a day off yesterday, the Royals now head to Minnesota for a three-game set with the Minnesota Twins. 7 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Both teams are tied for second place in the division right now. And then on Memorial Day, on Monday, the Royals will be back home at Kauffman Stadium, 3 o'clock, hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play. All those Royals games are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita Wings soccer goalie Cliff Brown. He's 69 today. He was a longtime men's soccer coach at Newman University for 35 years. Former Wichita Wings goalie, Cliff Brown. It's his birthday. He is 69 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Another holiday weekend. Another reason to watch out for drunk drivers and avoid being one yourself. Coming up, House Call for Health with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 here on this Friday morning, 60 degrees. The one big beautiful bill now heads to the Senate.
Some senators expect significant changes to the budget resolution containing President Trump's agenda on taxes, spending, border, and energy. The bill passed the House along a tight margin and will need 50 votes in the Senate. Senator Josh Hawley has made it clear he doesn't want to cut Medicaid benefits for those who need it most.
There'll be a lot to discuss. There's a lot of work to do.
The big, beautiful bill contains over $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, including expanding Medicaid work requirements and nearly $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Charges filed in connection to a fatal crash that took place last December. Christian Shepherd was charged with second-degree murder in the death of Shaquille Wright. Police say Shepherd's car left the road and hit a tree, burst into flames in the Delano area of West Wichita. Wright was a passenger in the car. Shepherd was treated for serious injuries.
21 organizations and nonprofits are joining together to help with Second Life. That's the new name of the multi-agency center and homeless shelter. Steve Dixon with Second Life says it'll take from 4 to 6 months before it becomes fully operational.
A one-stop resource hub bringing together multiple service providers to provide wraparound support to our guests and the community, including housing assistance, mental health services, substance abuse resources, and year-round low-barrier shelter.
The shelter hopes to have an executive director named by August.
Federal investigators are in San Diego, beginning their look at what led to a private plane crash that resulted in multiple fatalities.
The crash took the lives of music agency founder Dave Shapiro and two other employees of his company, Sound Talent Group. For residents displaced, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria said he'll ensure
those who are not able to access their homes are well supported until they're able to get back into their homes.
NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson said they will learn as much as they can.
Documenting the accident site and then plan on recovering the airplane to a secure location on Saturday.
A full NTSB report is more than a year away, but Simpson said preliminary findings will be released in a couple of weeks. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A former Massachusetts morgue manager admits to his role in selling body parts.
Cedric Lodge pleaded guilty Wednesday in a Pennsylvania court to interstate transport of stolen human remains. He previously worked as the morgue manager at Harvard Medical School in Boston. Investigators say he, his wife, and others were part of a network that bought and sold remains around the country. Prosecutors say among the stolen items are 2 dozen hands, 2 feet, 9 spines, and 5 dissected human faces, among other body parts. Cadavers are donated to the school for teaching and research. Prosecutors say they were taken and sold without Harvard's permission. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita is undergoing a $10 million renovation. The theater opened in 1922 and will reopen next summer. Executive Director Stacy Olden tells KNSS News why people should care about the Orpheum.
It's been around 102 years. We have affected generations, many generations in the past, our generation, generations of current today. And with this restoration, we are really looking towards the future and want to maintain this theater for as long as we possibly can. And that's why we're calling it the Second Century Campaign, to really carry it through another 100 years.
Stacy Olden is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to last through the day. One or two of those storms could be strong to severe, so we'll also need to make sure that we're being weather aware. Slightly cooler, high of 71 degrees with a breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. On the 23rd day of May, we had a sunny, breezy day for our South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 78 degrees. Normal high for the date, 80, excuse me.
There we go.
80 is the normal high. All right. Have a birthday tomorrow. My daughter, Stacy, is having her birthday. I will not tell you how old she is because you don't do that with young women, right? Anyway, she's having a birthday. We celebrated a little bit last night, went out to dinner with the grandsons.
And how about that?
and had a good time. And
pre-birthday party.
A pre-birthday, and we had actually, it was kind of a birthday party for her son, Luke, who had his birthday earlier in the week.
Oh, so is it,
we doubled
we're
up.
We're getting a, yeah, daily double.
We got something in traffic, Chad?
No, nothing in traffic, but okay. It's interesting. One of the ways you can get in touch with Steve and Ted, if you really want to, there's a, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, there's a little button you can press.
Yeah.
That you can record a quick message and I'll get it. And, someone has taken advantage of that today.
Really?
So
hey!
We got a little message from somebody. Actually, this came in kind of late yesterday. Okay. But we were talking about Jell-O yesterday.
Jell-O.
I believe it was like
Jell-O.
A Jell-O day.
Pudding. Yeah,
Jell-O
yeah,
pudding
yeah.
day. And so Tom gave us or contacted us via the Odyssey app to tell us, what he thought about Jell-O.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's a beautiful day in Kansas. I'm an adult, 79 years old, and I've always called Jell-O rubber water. You guys have a blessed day.
That's very descriptive. You know?
Yeah.
Rubber water. Okay.
That's what it is.
Kind of jiggly, too. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
There you go, Tom. Thank you. All right, I wanted to run down real quick, Ted, the holiday-related closures for...
Oh, before you do that,
go ahead,
while we're still talking about birthdays, got another birthday today. A former coworker of ours, Hank the Mechanic.
Hank the Mechanic.
Is having a birthday today.
Hank's been doing some radio around here for quite a long time.
Yes. In fact, we were right there when he started out in radio.
Yeah.
With us in our building over on 37th Street. So, and he's always been a friend of the show.
He has.
He's always been a very big supporter, and and he's a good guy. So happy birthday to Hank the Mechanic.
Yeah, Hank, happy birthday. In observance of the upcoming Memorial Day holiday, City of Wichita facilities will be closed and or have special hours. Saturday, May 24th, Mid-America All Indians Museum, City Arts, closed. Closed on Sunday, the 25th, Wichita Public Library locations and City Arts. And on Monday, just about everything. I would go all of it. City Hall,
much.
Libraries, just about everything. No Wichita Transit or Paratransit service on Monday. Botanica, O.J. Watson Park, Ralph Wohls Tennis Center, and Wichita Public Golf Courses will be open.
Hopefully they're all open.
So if the weather's conducive, you might get out and do something. But it looks like it's going to be kind of wet. Let's put it that way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And according to Wallet Hub, 58% of Americans plan to barbecue this weekend. 58%.
Whoa. Man, that's...
Yeah.
You can't get 58% of us to agree on anything.
Right.
Except barbecue, apparently. Yeah.
Instacart shared some stats on what we're grilling, and they looked at the type of meat each state brought.
Oh, wow.
Bought more than other states for Memorial Day weekend this year. The most popular options overall... are burgers and dogs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But Instacart's list is a little more unique. Got some highlights here. The entire Midwest is obsessed with bratwurst, it says. Oh. Almost every state from Ohio to Colorado bought a ton of brats over Memorial Day weekend last year. I was doing some research with this website, and I guess I didn't know how to navigate it. I couldn't find Kansas. I think I heard that it's pork chops or... the popular, most
what?
Popular. Yeah, really? I think I heard that. Here you go. Texas, California, most states out west, they're into steak. You know? Skirt steak in Texas, ribeyes in Arizona and Idaho, T-bones in Nevada and Utah, and the beef flap in California, a popular choice of fajitas. Then way out west, frozen turkey burgers in Hawaii.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Now, ribs are popular, of course, across the South.
Of course, yes.
Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee. Louisiana and Virginia are into pork butts.
Hey, now.
Florida is getting fancy with filet mignon.
I like pork butts, and I cannot lie.
Kentucky, lots of burger patties. Chicken wings in both the Carolinas, plus Maryland. Okay, most items, the states in the Northeast are putting it between bread. Beef patties in Pennsylvania, New York, Kentucky, or Delaware. Three states have a serious affection for chicken burgers. They're all on the Canadian border, Washington, Montana, and North Dakota. And finally, two outlets, hot dogs. Hot dogs are more popular in West Virginia than anywhere else. And vegetarian sausages are big in Oregon. Where, of course, there are many, many aging hippies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are also looked at the most popular side in each state.
It's a mixed bag.
Boy, we're going into this.
Yeah, but it's general. It's a potato salad in the Midwest, pasta salad in England, and out west, coleslaw in the South.
No baked beans.
No baked beans. Yeah.
That's huh.
If done right.
I thought sure that would show up.
So I guess, like you said, I didn't have a chance to. I couldn't find Kansas on there. These websites are, you know, if they put one that said, check out all the states, check out your state, and but apparently they do, and I didn't see it.
That's all right. I think we all know what we're going to eat this week.
That's right. We all know what
I had a pre-brought. Since I had my last Shocker baseball game of the season last weekend, I got a brought for the final game. This will be my final Shocker brought of the school year.
You eat that in a bun?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you dressing with?
Nothing.
Nothing, just the brought. You're a purist on those things, right? I'd have to have some.
I enjoyed it. It was tasty.
Pickles and mustard, something like that. Okay. All right, it's a lot of people write books, you know. Famous people, of course, write books. And I always thought they sat down and took a pencil and paper or a typewriter, and guess that's not the way you do it anymore, okay? The audiobook for First Lady Melania Trump, her memoir, was created entirely with AI. Melania, the audiobook, uses an AI-generated replica of Melania Trump's voice to recreate the book in multiple languages.
Oh, okay, I guess.
The English version will be available on MelaniaTrump.com with plans to release it in Spanish, Hindi, and Portuguese later this year. Melania was released last year, described as an amazing journey filled with emotional highs and lows, shaping the First Lady into what she is today.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know who wrote that. Maybe artificial intelligence wrote that.
Probably, yeah.
AI. There you go.
It's coming for us, I'm sure. If they can figure out a way to get AI to do our voices, we're done.
I got a feeling one morning in a not-too-distant future, you're going to hear us talking, and it's not going to be us.
Yeah?
It's going to be AI doing the whole thing. Yeah, coming up with these, you know, all the information.
All these witty, witticisms, witty repartee, snappy patter.
Yeah. And
AI can keep up with us.
Think about it. They will go back into all the comedy routines and sharp people that have ever been and recreate it that way. It'd be one heck of a show. AI. I'll tell you what, there's nothing artificial about our intelligence.
You got that right.
Not much there, yeah, but what it is.
It's 100% pure.
It's pure. 7:41, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning with our very good friend, a new friend from the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff. And we're going to talk about Boeing increasing 737 MAX production.
Okay.
That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
27-year-old man dies after motorcycle crashes in a car in South Wichita.
Two.
More than 500,000 Kansans expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend.
One.
President Trump receives his first report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Looks at causes for chronic illnesses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch out. We had a traffic accident on I-135 southbound, and this accident has the left lane closed southbound right at 1st and 2nd Street. But continue to watch out there. We've got a fairly big backup around that. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today, the high of 72 degrees. 70% chance for rain tonight, 58 degrees for a low. And then on Saturday, 80% chance for rain at a high of 69 degrees. A good chance for rain both Sunday and Monday. Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Monday night right here on KNSS at 7 o'clock, it's the John Whitmer Show. And John's with us this morning, as always on a Friday, to give us a preview of the show this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys this lovely Friday morning? Gosh, what beautiful weather we're having.
Peachy.
You did say Monday night, but John's show is Sunday night, correct?
Did I say Monday? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Sunday, Monday. What difference does the day make?
I don't think it's going to make any difference for you, but you know, it's. But you also have a show. Your show's at another couple of times, though, right?
Yes. Yep. That's right. We rebroadcast the show on Saturdays now. So if you don't catch it live on Sunday, you can always catch it on Saturdays from 1 to 3. And actually, it's kind of interesting. The other day, we were out driving around on Saturday, and lo and behold, I came on the air, and it was weird hearing myself on the air, but not being on the air. So you hear it all the time, I'm sure, but it's just a little bit different not being on the air, but still hearing myself all the year.
I don't know. When I get off the air, I hang on Ted Woodward's every word.
Yeah.
Hey, the big, beautiful bill got passed. And it's got to go through the Senate now, though, John. And is that going to be a problem, or do you think they can make it through with that thing?
Well, you know, the Senate's a very different body. We'll talk with First District Congressman Tracy Mann. The congressman snuck away from the House floor on early hours, and I talked to him just as it passed. And so we'll talk to him about the big beautiful bill, talk about the process. This was a real signature piece of the president's agenda. I mean, we now have, assuming it passes the Senate, no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security. There's just major progress, no taxes on overtime pay. And this was a major accomplishment for the president. And, you know, I think in the end, it's going to pass because it has to pass. And there's just no alternative. They're going to go through the reconciliation process, so they don't need 60 votes. And it's an interesting conversation with Congressman Mann. He really wanted to make sure that people pushed back on some of the narrative that, you know, they're cutting welfare, they're cutting Medicaid, because they don't. They're just putting reasonable restrictions like work requirements in there for able-bodied adults without kids. And that's the same thing that we have here in Kansas. Well, why should we have it at the federal level? And I think we'll see it pass eventually, just a matter of time in the Senate.
It doesn't sound fair to me, but our company expects Ted and I to work every day almost.
Well, I'll swap you. How's that? You can have a Sunday gig, and I'll take a morning gig. I'll be happy to swap you.
Sounds great. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we also have a fascinating conversation. I'm really looking forward to the White House correspondent. Monica Page is a White House correspondent for Frontlines. It's always interesting when you have an opportunity to talk to people who cover the White House on a daily basis. And she also was in that capacity during a previous administration. So that I'm looking forward to hearing her perspective covering an administration as it transitioned from one party to the other and the differences between the Trump and Biden administrations. So I'll be fascinated to hear what that
was. All right. Thank you, John. And by the way, folks, that was not artificial intelligence. That was really John there.
Yes.
Be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks, John. It's 7:51, Steve and Ted. And if you have a Windows system for your PC, you might be under attack.
Fox on Tech.
Your Windows computer might be compromised along with your password. Microsoft says they've been working with law enforcement to disrupt what they call the leading tool used by hackers to steal personal information from Windows users. It's a piece of malware known as Luma Stealer. It's developed by a suspected Russian cyber terrorist, and cyber criminals have used it to steal passwords and also things like credit card information, bank account logins, and even crypto wallets. The malware spreads by impersonating trusted brands, including Microsoft itself. The investigators at Microsoft's own Digital Crimes Unit claim to have identified nearly 400,000 PCs running Windows that have been infected with Luma. They've been partnering with the U.S. Department of Justice and authorities overseas to identify and take down domains and marketplaces where Luma is traded among cyber criminals. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
And it's time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Sheminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Boeing company is increasing production of the 737 MAX to its long-stated goal of 38 airliners per month in an attempt to show federal regulators it can complete that many planes while meeting safety and quality standards. The increase in production is likely good news for Wichita Spirit Aerosystems, which this month issued 30-day furloughs to up to 350 production line workers as a way of slowing down fuselage production on the MAX. One national media report says Spirit is currently sending Boeing 9 completed fuselages each week. A new veterinary clinic is in store for an area of Wichita that appears to be underserved in terms of pet care. Pauly Veterinary Services will be the name of the pet hospital at K42 and Mays Road. Veterinarian Craig Pauly's facility will include a surgery center and other specialty services. Pauly says there's a shortage of veterinary care since the pandemic, when more people became pet owners as they stayed home to work. And this week's Wichita Business Journal print edition is out today. It includes a cover story about a study that looks at downtown Wichita's possibilities for office space, living space, and retail. We also introduce readers to Gary Torres of Quantum Credit Union. He is the new leader of the Wichita Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And this week's WBJ list is the area's largest engineering firms. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, today is National Road Trip Day, the day of the road Friday trip before Memorial Day. This officially kicks off the summer road trip season. Millions of Americans hit the road each year over the long weekend to visit friends and family while paying tribute to our American heroes. According to The Vacationer, 80% of Americans are going to take a road trip this summer. How about you, Kirk? You got one planned? You gonna go to the mountains or anything this winter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
summer? My wife and I are going to celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary, and we are contemplating kind of a Ted Woodward-style trip, a three-city, four major league ballparks destination.
Yeah, I think we can do it. Move a couple of suitcases over and squeeze old Ted in there because he wants to go with you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be your valet.
Yeah, he'll be your valet. You're the tour guide. All right.
Excuse me, Ted, that's valet.
Oh, yeah.
You better work on getting those Rockies tickets.
Yeah.
Tough.
Oh, man.
Woo.
Are you going to? Hey, that'd be good. Yeah, Colorado, go out and see the Rockies lose. That'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
We're thinking about Minneapolis, Milwaukee, and Chicago for two. So.
Nice.
Wow.
That's one way to get ballparks that are close together and visit some family at the same time.
Yeah, my wife, Erlynn, and I are looking at maybe a day and a half in Claflin, Kansas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wow.
I don't know
what the Jackie Stiles statue.
I could. That's one of the attractions, yes. Anyway, National Road Trip Day. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again 1 hour from now. Steve at 10 in the morning here, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We've got the latest on the start of the Memorial Day weekend. We'll have an update on that. Ted has sports this morning, as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at a couple of our girls' soccer teams that are still undefeated in the late going of the season. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And how about entertainment news, the Blur, as always, too?
This might be a blue medal edition of the Blur. We have some great audio and music coming your way in the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have your long holiday weekend traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.